alibis bore you? Well, I'm not too clever, I just adore you. Call me unpredictable, tell me I'm impractical. Rainbows I'm inclined to pursue. Call me irresponsible, yes, I'm unreliable, but it's undeniably true. I'm irresponsibly mad for you. Call me irresponsible, yes, I'm unreliable, but it's undeniably true. I'm irresponsibly mad for you.
Mr. Frank Sinatra, and Call Me Irresponsible here on Anything Goes. And I don't know if you guys have caught it yet. If you haven't, you need to. Airing on PBS this month is something called Jimmy Van Heusen, Swinging with Frank and Bing. Now, if you're not as familiar with Jimmy Van Heusen as you should be, well, the film created by producer Joanne Young, Swingin' with Frank and Bing, celebrates the four-time Oscar-winning composer whose musical genius created dozens of beloved classics for the American songbook. With a remarkable career that spanned five decades and several eras in popular music, his close association with two of the greatest entertainment icons of the last 100 years, Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby, resulted in numerous hit songs for both. As we mentioned earlier, this film features interviews with my buddy Frank, and Harry Crosby, Tony Bennett, Angie Dickinson, Shirley MacLaine, Woody Allen, and John Pizzarelli, along with archival footage of timeless performances by Sinatra, Crosby, Judy Garland, and many others. And it began airing on the 9th of August. So some of you may have caught it, but it, of course, it's PBS. It's the wonderful PBS, which means that you get a second shot at stuff because they have this wonderful programming that you can hear and see all the time. Now, Jimmy Van Heusen's relationships with Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra were musical magic, and the composer's four Academy Award-winning songs are all best known for their Crosby-Sinatra performances, Swingin' on a Star, sung by Crosby, and Goin' My Way, All the Way, which we heard earlier, performed by Frank Sinatra in The Joker is Wild, High Hopes, sung by Frank Sinatra in Hole in the Head, and Call Me Irresponsible, which we just heard, of course, performed by Jackie Gleason in Papa's Delicate Condition in 1963. In addition, Jimmy Van Heusen won an Emmy for the song Love and Marriage from the 1955 live television production of Our Town. And you know what? I can read to you from the press release, but I think it's a better idea to introduce you to Miss Joanne Young, who is the producer of this wonderful film and also has a number of other kinds of films to her credit. And let's meet Miss Joanne Young and welcome her to Anything Goes. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. Thank you for creating this wonderful work.
Yes, I would like to say that I have a very important partner. His name is Jim Burns, and he was the person who started this project. He was born in Syracuse and raised there, And that's why he was interested from the very early days about Jimmy Van Heusen, in addition to having a great love for the American songbook. So Jim and I walked hand in hand down this path of, learning and presenting this program about Jimmy Van Heusen. You know, I have to say that one of the things that I love best about being a public television producer and making these documentaries is telling unknown stories. And I've discovered that very few people know about this great composer, Jimmy Van Heusen, and it's just been a pleasure to introduce the American public to him.
It's crazy, isn't it, Joanne, that we have these songs that are such a part of the fabric of our lives, and yet, for some reason, people know the names of Irving Berlin, and they know the Gershwins, and maybe, you know, Jerome Kern, but there are certain songwriters, not unlike Jimmy Van Heusen, that the name just sort of falls away, and I don't know why that is.
Well, I don't either. I think part of it is the fact that if the person is sort of low profile, they're not in front of the camera. Now, in the case of, let's take my other big subjects, Rodgers and Hammerstein, they were often on Ed Sullivan, and they made their presence known, and they were well-known in their time, so people recognized that this was the composer and lyricist of all those wonderful musicals. And Sammy Kahn, who was Jimmy Van Heusen's partner, well, he was out there. He would be on The Tonight Show, and he was doing a lot of things on camera. But Jimmy Van Heusen was kind of in the background, which was an added problem in making this documentary. There wasn't a lot of footage of Jimmy, so we had to rely on, photos. But we were lucky enough to find some footage of him later in his life, and that was just wonderful. And there's a very early piece of him playing the piano. But if a composer takes a back seat to the singers and the lyricists, well, they sort of disappear.
What do you attribute that to, Joanne? Because certainly Jimmy had a high-profile personality, and he hung out with high-profile people like Frank Sinatra.
Well, you know, I think it's just in the personality, and you know, I think it was very smart of Jimmy Van Heusen to be a behind-the-scenes person. I've heard a few people say, you know, like Tony Bennett, he said that Jimmy Van Heusen taught Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra how to do a song, how to sing it, how to make it dramatic, to put a lot of feeling in it. But he was a behind-the-scenes mentor. And, you know, who knew that Frank Sinatra had a mentor, but he very much emulated Jimmy Van Heusen in style, you know, the hat, the kind of swingin' nightlife. Jimmy Van Heusen was 2 years older than Frank, and they met very early when Frank came to New York, and I think it was like a big brother. And so you can imagine that Frank always wanted center stage. I think he would have loved it that his composer, his favorite composer, kind of stepped back and let Frank run the show.
It's kind of amazing that those two, as Frank Sinatra Jr. said, they got into music together, they got into movies together, and they got into trouble together.
I love yet, that quote.
Well, Frank is an eloquent kind of guy. But I just wonder how Jimmy Van Heusen managed to stay away from the newsreel footage. I'm just really interested. I wonder how that happened. But you have that same thought? I'm just
I did. You know, what I thought of the most was if Jimmy Van Heusen would have been alive today with the paparazzi constantly in your face, he would never have gotten away from it. But I don't know, do you have time for me to read this? In 1961, a newspaper writer wrote something, and I just think it's so interesting about Jimmy. This says a lot. Jimmy Van Heusen does not, however, personify the image of the genius composer, temperamental, moody, intense, who shuts himself away from the world to create. He is, in fact, quite the opposite. He is charming, personable, and witty, with laughing eyes and a great sense of humor. He could, as he says, work in a boiler factory, and has more than once composed a new melody on a tablecloth in a crowded restaurant. Anyway, I think that is, it tells a lot about the personality of this man. And then here's the last line. He owns and flies his own plane and has been known to drop whatever he has been doing to fly a friend across country for the sheer fun of piloting the plane. He genuinely likes people, parties, traveling, flying, and last but by no means least, women.
By no means least, yes, that's true. Well, you know, who are you quoting there, Joanne?
It's actually the Van Heusen people pulled this up, but they don't quote the person. I've got this feeling that they didn't really know.
Got it. It's not attributed.
It's 1961, yeah.
Very interesting. Well, I guess that's my point, is that he was a test pilot in World War II and a legendary bachelor, which I like very, very understated, a legendary bachelor. And it's amazing that he flew under the radar the way that he did. I wonder how it is that he did that. Can you tell us, did you immerse yourself in the life of Jimmy Van Heusen and the history and the relationships that he had with Bing and then Frank?
Well, you know, as I said, Jim Burns had been working on this project longer than I had, but I came in because I was an experienced public television producer, and so I quickly immersed myself in that. But I actually knew a lot about Frank Sinatra, you know, because I had done a documentary about him in 1991, and it was about his first 50 years. So I already knew a lot about Frank, and I had even interviewed Sammy Kahn for that program in 1990, which is the clip that we use because, of course, Sammy was gone, is gone. And so it was great to come back to the subject of Frank Sinatra, pick up, you know, that interview from Sammy Kahn and hear him talk about Jimmy Van Heusen. One of the things I love, and we use the clip in the program, is telling the public how they came up with the song title All the Way. Remember, that is from a movie called The Joker is Wild. It's not the title song, but it is the most meaningful song, and it certainly is definitive of Frank Sinatra's life, and Sammy says it. Let's write a song about Frank Sinatra. He lives all the way. He sings all the way. And I just thought that was wonderful. It's an answer to a question, you know, how'd they come out? How did they write that song?
Yeah, and that's certainly a classic. And you're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery. I'm speaking with producer Joanne Young, who has written and produced over 60 television programs, primarily for public television. And since 1981, she's created documentaries, musical performances, and lecture programs, working initially with Camera 3 Productions. That really invoked some memories when I read that in your information. In the last 23 years as president of Young Productions, she's produced her own specials and has collaborated with various public television stations and series, including WNET, Great Performances, American Masters, WETA, et cetera, et cetera. How did you start? You went to Montclair State right here in New Jersey, right, Joanne?
I did.
How did you start into creating these kinds of wonderful films?
Well, actually, you have asked my favorite story, you know, and that is that when I went back to school as a young housewife and mother, I decided to teach theater and English. Well, quickly at Montclair, I discovered their wonderful radio and television department. And it just got my juices going because when I was 18, I had been writing commercials for a radio station in Nebraska. But anyway, I graduated with a teaching degree, but I said to myself, I'm going to give myself 6 months to find a job in the television industry. So I was trying to find a job and not having much luck, but only like a month had gone by, which is nothing compared to these days. But on a Sunday morning, I was watching Camera 3, which was this wonderful, legendary program in the arts. and I saw a salute to 25 years at Circle in the Square, and it had Dustin Hoffman and George C. Scott. And I watched that program, and I'd watched it for years, you know, and I sat down and wrote the producer of that program a letter and telling him what I liked about the program, and I would really like to work for him. So I take the letter out to the mailbox early in the snow in the morning, and by the next afternoon, this is from New Jersey to New York, I had a response.
Wow.
From the producer. His secretary had resigned the very day that my letter arrived, and he said to her, call this woman. And so I went in, had an interview, and started it in March of 1977. And I have to say, it was the best thing to do. Camera 3 was on the air then until the end of 1979, when it was canceled, when Sunday morning, CBS Sunday Morning, came on. But these two men that ran that program created their own company, and it put me on a fast path to becoming a producer-writer. And they taught me everything. They were just wonderful, John Musili and Stefan Chodorov. I can't thank them enough. They opened the doors for me down this wonderful path. And Camera 3 then went on PBS for a year. And it was that program, our premier program, which is my idea, was a tribute to Marvin Hamlisch.
Mm.
And I think it just set me on this path of telling the stories of composers and lyricists. I've done many more shows than that, but I added it up today. I've done 11 programs about lyricists and or composers.
Wow!
And it's been so fabulous. I've just gotten to meet the legends of our time. Well, anyway, I'm sorry.
No, that's a great story. I'm hoping. Can you stick around a little bit while we play a Jimmy Van Heusen tune, Joanne Young?
I can.
You can. I've got high hopes queued up from, of course, A Hole in the Head. You have any quick Jimmy Van Heusen stories for us?
Well, of course, the best part of that song to me is the fact that it was created then new lyrics by Sammy Kahn to be John F. Kennedy's campaign song.
Yep.
It actually got him elected, I think.
Isn't that amazing? Absolutely amazing. And actually, guys, if you tune in and watch Jimmy Van Heusen Swinging with Frank and Bing, you can hear all those lyrics because Joanne's included a really good cut of it. So stay there, Joanne. Enjoy the music. And we will be back with more with Joanne Young in just a second here on Anything Goes. Right now, we've got high hopes.
Thanks.
You are tuned to Anything Goes with Lee Savory. This is Frank Sinatra Jr. speaking. If you like the best music of our times, this is the place to be.
Next time you're found with your chin on the ground, there's a lot to be learned, so look around.
Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant. But he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky hopes. So anytime you're getting low, instead of letting go, just remember that ant. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
When troubles call and your back's to the wall, there's a lot to be learned that one could fall.
Once there was a silly old ram, thought he'd punch a hole in a dam. No one could make that ram scram. He kept butting that dam, 'cause he had high hopes. He had high hopes. He
had high apple pie in the sky. I hope so. Anytime you're feeling bad, instead of feeling sad, just remember that ram. Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt damn.
Oops, there goes a billion
kilowatt damn. There goes another problem, kerplop.
Oops, there goes another problem, kerplop.
Oops, there goes another problem, kerplop.
Kerplop!
Hello, this is Marvin Hamlisch, and you're listening to Anything Goes with Lise Avery. Good stuff.
And it is good stuff, swinging with Frank and Bing on PBS. And born Edward Chester Babcock in Syracuse, New York, in 1913, Van Heusen was playing the piano at 5 and creating his own melodies at 7, and he wrote the melody for Imagination at age 12. And we are speaking with the producer of Swingin' with Frank and Bing on PBS, Ms. Joanne Young, somewhere here in New Jersey, right, Joanne? You're somewhere here in South Jersey.
Yes, I am. I'm down at the shore. Love ladies.
Oh, yeah, baby. Nice day and week to be at the shore. Do you live there?
No, just in the summer, but it's wonderful. It's a great getaway. I can work from here.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, tell us a little bit. We've spoken about Frank Sinatra. Tell us a little bit about Jimmy Van Heusen's relationship with Bing Crosby.
Well, you know, I think that they were probably had a very good time. When I happened to be on a pledge break with Harry Crosby, and he was telling us this interesting thing that he has seen the scripts from the road movies, and it is all crossed out, that the new jokes are written in, and he could tell that it's his father's writing and Bob's writing, and so I can just see it. And Jimmy was always on the set, and they go in. The set and change everything that the writers have done. And I think if you look at those movies, you can see that they are having as much fun as the audience. You know, actually, Jimmy wrote the music for 5 of the road pictures, The Road to Zanzibar, Morocco, Utopia, Rio, and Bali. And in the last one, which I think he was not able to do, The Road to Hong Kong, the Bob Hope character is named Chester Babcock.
You know, I didn't put that together. I knew that, and it didn't put it together. Well, thank you.
That's
very funny.
It is funny, and you know, I think Shirley MacLaine in the interview calls him Chester. You know, so his friends called him Chester.
Wow, that's really interesting. And the thing, in case people were wondering, those who are fans of the Van Heusen clothing line, tell us that story, Joanne.
Well, you know, here he is sitting up there in Syracuse, New York, and I think he's 15 years old, and he's this disc jockey, and his friend, he says, "I hate my name," you know, and so for a marquee. And so they look out the window, and there's a department store and an ad for Van Heusen, and at that time it was Collars, Van Heusen Collars. And so they decide, well, that's a nice name. And then Jimmy says, well, I don't like Chester either. And so his friend says, well, I've got a cousin named James. So they on the spot come up with James Van Heusen, and of course then it was changed to Jimmy.
You'd have to be 15 to do something that stupid, don't you think?
Yes, I do.
And somehow the magic worked. That is absolutely amazing. You know, I've got a bit of a rarity queued up. I think it is considered a rarity. People are not aware of this track, I think. It's called, are you familiar, Joanne Young, with a track called Straight Down the Middle and Tomorrow's My Lucky Day?
You know, it's vaguely familiar. I'm not sure. You you probably are onto something.
Well, they are both written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn, and it's Bing singing about golf. And when the Bing Crosby Pro-Am tournament was first televised in January 1958, Bing had already hosted the event 18 times. And for the event's television debut, Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen wrote Straight Down the Middle.
Wonderful. They were neighbors out there. Yeah, that was quite a place to live, Rancho Mirage, with Frank and Bing and Dinah. It's just fabulous. I love knowing that, I am very eager to hear it.
Okay. Well, we'll let you hear it, and then we'll come back and just spend a couple more minutes with you if you have the time.
I do.
All right. You're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery, hanging out with Joanne Young, a producer of so many wonderful television programs for PBS, including the current one, Jimmy Van Heusen Swingin' with Frank and Bing. Check your local listings for more information about when and which channel you can catch that on.
Four. Straight down the middle. It went straight down the middle. Then it started to hook just a wee bit. And that's when my caddy lost sight of it. That little white pellet has never been found to this day. But it went straight down the middle, like they say. Whack down the fairway. It went smack down the fairway. Then it started to slice just a smidge off line. It headed for two, but it bounced off nine. My caddy says, long as you're still in the state, you're okay. Yes, it went straight down the middle, quite a way. The sun was never brighter, the greens were never greener, and I was never keener to play. I heard it ping down the middle. It went zing down the middle. Oh, the life of a golfer is not all gloom. There's always the lies in the locker room. And I'm in my glory when wrapped in a towel I say that it went straight down the middle today. Golfer is not all gloom, though they charge you for listening in the locker room. But I'm in my glory when wrapped in a towel I say that it went straight down the middle. Where it wound up is a riddle, but it went straight down the middle.
There you go. Straight Down the Middle, written by Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen, a golf song for Bing Crosby, who, of course, was a legendary golfer. And we're talking to Joanne Young, producer of Jimmy Van Heusen Swinging with Frank and Bing on PBS. How about that one, Joanne?
I loved it. I love it. I'm going to sing it to my golfing husband and all his friends.
Oh, there you go. Very, very cool. Well, you know, I just want to say thank you so much for this really interesting work. And I know that they are using it for Fun Drive on PBS because the subject matter is of such interest for folks. And I'm wondering if there is story that you learned about Jimmy Van Heusen that you think would be a good way to entice everybody to tune in and check it out?
Well, you know, I just want to say that in Act 3, there is wonderful footage of him at Rancho Mirage. He had horses, and I think this says everything about it. Remember, we've talked about him as a swinging bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
And he says to camera, you know, when we moved up here, the horses became different animals. They were different animals, and, you know, I think when I moved up here, I was a different animal, too.
Yes, I love that. That's pretty wonderful.
It really is. And then in that same footage, he and Sammy are working on a song called Love is a Bore, and it's sort of an unknown song, but the person who discovered it and sang it and recorded it was Barbara Streisand. So it's just a wonderful insight into a moment that where the two men were working on something that was very special.
Wow. Wow. Well, thank you again for the project. What else, what's next on coming down the pike? Because I know, Frank Sinatra Jr. told me you interviewed him 5 years ago for this one. So it takes a while to bring these things to air, huh?
Yes, it does. It really does. I have a few things in the works, but, you know, nothing that I can announce on the radio with
We like scoops.
But I look forward to working for PBS a lot longer because they are the only people that preserve American music. You know, that they are dedicated to, you know, keeping classic popular songs on the air and in people's consciousness. So I hope everybody watches PBS and, you know, will pledge, you know, and help support their local stations. It's very important.
Right. Well, that's what we do here on Anything Goes, too. We're just keeping the songbook alive. I have, to take us out, Joanne Young, I have the classic from Frank Sinatra and from Our Town, Love and Marriage. And you have a little setup for us?
Well, I can tell you this, that the song Love and Marriage has been used as the theme song of Married with Children,
mm-hmm.
and it's actually used on the new show Masters of Sex. You know, so his song Love and Marriage is as important in today as it was in 1955.
And he won an Emmy for that one.
He did. And it was live. And we're so lucky to have a clip of that in the show. You know, it wasn't always available, but we were able to get it and a very good copy of it with Paul Newman too.
Well, any footage of Paul Newman is good stuff, as far as I'm concerned. Thank you, Joanne Young. It was a real pleasure to meet you, and I hope you'll keep my number handy so the next time a project comes down the pike, you can let us know here on Anything Goes.
I definitely will.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the beach. We're all jealous.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry and they will say it's elementary. Try to separate them, it's an illusion. Try, and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have none, you can't have one without the other. separate them. It's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and cow.